Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the J. Stevens Podcast. This is episode number 287, dedicated to a woman who on August 21st, 2008, scored a goal in extra time to propel the U.S. to win the women's football gold medal at the Beijing Olympics, Miss Carly Lloyd. And as always, thank you for listening and downloading another episode of the podcast. During today's episode, I will unveil my 2023 ultimate college football road trip. We'll hear about that, the rules, and how I got to the places that we're going this season later in today's show. But first, the Indianapolis Colts believe this was the proper time to announce who would be their starting quarterback during the regular season. There's a quarterback battle currently going on in Indianapolis between Anthony Richardson, the fourth overall pick in last year's NFL draft, or this year's NFL draft, excuse me, and Gardner Minshew. And after the first NFL preseason game, I was a person that believed that Shane Steichen, the Indianapolis Colts head coach, would wait a little bit, would not jump and make a statement as far as who would be QB1 during the regular season, but he would wait to see how training camp went, how things went in the regular season before making an announcement about this particular topic. That wasn't the case. He came out and said, Anthony Richardson is the regular season starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. And my first thought was, buddy, you made that decision way too quickly. Think about just numerically and statistically how we view preseason games. A lot of times, you can't read into anything. Hey, somebody has no sacks, and an offensive tackle has given up no sacks in two preseason games, but he's going up against third and fourth string guys. Okay, cool. Like, good for you. That accomplishment is great. That does not have a bearing about how he'll play the regular season against starters down after down after down. When it comes to a quarterback, okay, great. Really efficient in training camp. Not super efficient during a preseason game. Why is that the case? And numerically and statistically, Anthony Richardson had the worst passer rating of all Colts quarterbacks during the first preseason game. Now, this is also being recorded prior to the Colts' second preseason game, which is why those numbers are not being filtered into this conversation. Sam Ehlinger, 8-for-9, 72 passing yards. Gardner Minshew, 6-for-6, 72 passing yards. Anthony Richardson, 7-for-12, 67 passing yards. One interception. None of the quarterbacks that played for the Colts during their week one preseason game against the Buffalo Bills threw a passing touchdown. Now, those numbers alone don't tell me what's going to happen in the regular season. I also understand that there's been a lot of reports out of Grand Park in Westfield, Indiana, that Anthony Richardson has been efficient, 75%, 78%, 80% completion percentage during practices. Okay, that's great. What does the game film tell me? He still can't read. He's still making bad reads. And his arm is not what you think. He's not accurate. Now, it's also only one preseason game that we're basing this conversation on. So, kind of got to wait and see what happens during preseason game two and preseason game number three before trying to potentially jumping to conclusions. Also, keep this in mind. In regards to Anthony Richardson, the regular season is a different animal. And I went over this on the other podcast I host, Locked on Buckeyes, in regards to how Buckeye fans might be viewing incoming or rookie former Buckeyes in the NFL and how they're playing in the National Football League. Don't jump to conclusions. But Shane Steichen, wait a little bit. I understand you want to ride the hot hand. You want to get the guy that has all the attention, that's going to get the buzz, generate the ticket sales, generate this and that, so Mr. Ursay is happy. That's great. Also realize this. O-line needs some work. Your starting running back is not cleared to play. Also, dealing with a personal family matter at this point in time. But also, the backup running back broke his arm, so he's going to miss the beginning of the season. So there's a lot of dominoes that are not going the Colts' way, which is why you would think they're the one of guys that starting quarterback week 1, 2, 3, and 4, and maybe even beyond, that has played a little bit of football under his belt in the National Football League. It's maybe a little bit more accurate than the fourth overall pick in Anthony Richardson. I am excited about what Richardson might be, about the potential, about what he can do. My eyeballs have told me he's an athletic freak, 6'4", 6'5", 250. Run. He can run. He can run people over. Great. Still not accurate. When I want a starting quarterback, what do I want? A guy who can make all the throws accurately. That's what I want. Do I know Anthony Richardson can make all the throws? Not yet. Do I know that if he maybe could make them, could he do it accurately? Not yet. So the things that I'm looking for at the top of the list, they're to be determined. And I guarantee this decision is not based off things that Anthony Richardson has done to win the position. It's based on potential. Great. Potential can get you so far, only so far in life. Then eventually, the road stops. And you got to start getting better and improving. For number five, or AR5, as they're calling, some people are calling him, whatever it is. I really, 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 really hope this young man shows and proves that he has earned the right to be named QB1 for the Indianapolis Colts. But if he doesn't, Shane Steichen, year one of being the head coach for the Colts, man, them pressures will get hot. Be a lot of very specific questions about his decision, because I don't think I'm the only one that thinks it was a premature decision to make. I think a lot of people think that, or quite a few people think that, because it's reality. Based off what we have seen, Richardson has not done enough to earn that title right now. Maybe he will in a couple weeks, but as it stands right now, he hasn't done enough to win the starting quarterback job for the Indianapolis Colts. Would be great if he had. Colts fans are thirsty. No more Peyton Manning. No more Andrew Luck. 5 years of really mediocre or poor quarterback play. We want better in Indianapolis. I'm just not sure. Richardson is a guy, and he has shown me enough to make me believe he is the guy right now for the future of the Colts franchise. Man, I've been holding it in for quite a while. I'm glad I let that one out. Coming up next, the ultimate college football road trip, the 2023 edition, week zero all the way through the rest of the regular season. I'll unveil the rules and where we will be going next. The 2023 ultimate college football road trip is something I have been looking forward to doing for quite a long time. The first time we did it here on this podcast, I believe it was a couple of years ago, got my guys, Jeff Hunt, Chris LeBron, and Mo Murphy of the Off the Ball Network to join me here on this podcast to do our very own ultimate college football road trip. I first heard about this experiment. I thought it was fun from the Cover 2 podcast of Athlon Sports. And I said, hey, this is something I can do either on the podcast or in my free time every offseason. It allows me to, in my head, decide, hey, am I going to Honolulu, Hawaii, or Clemson, South Carolina, or South Bend, Indiana, or Bloomington, Indiana, or Columbus, Ohio, or Ann Arbor, Michigan, or East Lansing, Michigan, or am I going down to Coral Gables, or Gainesville, or Tallahassee, or Tuscaloosa, or Auburn, or wherever it is. College football is all over the country, all over the place, and I love the thought of being able to, in my head, put together my own road trip. Now, for this experiment, there are 14 weeks for trying to figure out where we are going to go. There are two rules. The first rule is you can only go to one game per week, week zero all the way through week 13. The other rule is you can't see the same team twice. That makes it difficult. As an Ohio State fan, Ohio State goes on the road to Notre Dame this year. Ohio State hosts Penn State. And Ohio State also goes on the road to play Wisconsin and on the road to play Michigan. I can only see Ohio State once. Alabama plays LSU. They play Tennessee. They play Auburn. You can only see Alabama once. LSU has a full SEC slate of games. You can only see LSU once if you decide to see them. There are numerous schools in the Pac-12 that are going to new conferences. If you want to see them for the last time playing the Pac-12, you can only see Oregon or Oregon State Oregon State's still there. You can only see Oregon or Washington or USC once. So that is the rule that gets a lot of people. And I'm sitting here in the living room putting this together. Oh, that doesn't work. Literally had to work this through four or five times because I had schools on here twice. when you can't see the same school twice. Week zero, which actually begins this weekend, and as odd as this is going to be for me, I am not going to go to the other side of the pond to see Notre Dame host or play, not really hosting a game on the road in a different country in Dublin, but Notre Dame and Navy is this weekend. That's not where I am going to go. First game of the season for me of the year, I'm taking a trip to San Diego, California for the game again. For the game, Ohio is playing on the road at San Diego State. I love California. I would love the vacation there. Probably vacation more than wanting to actually live there, as cost of living is really, really high. But this is one of those times where in my head, if I can go anywhere week zero and not see that team to get throughout the rest of the season, Ohio at San Diego State is the place for me. Also, Snapdragon Stadium is a phenomenal name for a stadium. I mean, it's a phenomenal thing. I didn't know the name of the stadium until putting this thing together. I like that. Week one, which starts next week. There are games Thursday, there are games Friday, there are games Saturday, and there are also games on Sunday as well, which made this really hard. I mean, you got LSU at Florida State on Sunday, September 3rd, Clemson at Duke on Monday, September 4th on Labor Day. You have other games that are here, and I, lo and behold, I have decided to take a trip still out west again on a Friday night out there in Honolulu, Hawaii to watch a game in Clarence T.C. Ching Athletics Complex, really long name for a stadium, to watch the game between Stanford and Hawaii. Now, this one was tricky because I wanted to see a lot of people play. There were some games here that I thought, hey, I want to see this, I want to see that. Nope. Remember, this is in my head. I've never been to Hawaii. I've never been to San Diego. Why not go during this year's Ultimate College Football Road Trip during week number two? Now, this one's going back to my childhood where I liked some of those Big 12 rivalries that unfortunately now they are not rivalries anymore because teams are at different conferences. You don't get to play them very much anymore. Nebraska had a home and home with Oklahoma over the past couple years. And this year, Nebraska goes on the road to Boulder, Colorado on Saturday, September 9th during week two of the upcoming season in Folsom Field to play Colorado. And I just want to relive my childhood and relive those fun Big 12 rivalries. Nebraska at Colorado during week two of the Ultimate College Football Road Trip. Keep in mind, though, this was difficult because I saw Indiana State at Indiana. My dad went to Indiana State. My mom went to Indiana. This is more of a family ties for me, and it's local to where I currently live. But no, that thing there, Nebraska at Colorado, Coach Prime, I want to see what he's doing with that team this year. Nebraska, Matt Rhule, new team there, a new coach, and trying to get Nebraska to be what Nebraska used to be. I'm here for it. So Nebraska at Colorado, two new coaches, two former Big 12 schools. Next year, Colorado's going back to the Big 12, actually. Nebraska's still going to be in the Big 10 for now. And this is kind of a fun little experiment. Week number three. We're not coming east just yet. We're coming a little bit east, but not all the way east. Now, this is one of those things where the place we are going, this is a place I would love to visit. This is one of those places also that a place I would like to visit is also hosting a school and a football team of a specific prestigious nature that I would love to see. I have never seen a Naval Academy play football. And during this week, the Naval Academies, they all play either on a Thursday or Friday, September 14th or September 15th. Navy goes on the road to Memphis. Not going there. Utah State goes on the road to play Air Force at Falcom Stadium. Not going there either. Army, however, is going on the road to play UTSA in the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Texas. San Antonio's been on my bucket list of places I want to go. Never been. May have been because the NCAA tournament is played there on the men's basketball side a few times, maybe. It's because I keep hearing things about Charles Barkley and not when he talks about the women there. I don't really agree with a lot of things that some people say, but it just seems like a fun place to go. And there's a lot of fun things to do. Why not do it here, especially on a Friday night? You can get a little bit of dinner, go to the game, go back to the hotel if it's a little too late, which probably will be for me, and then watch football on Saturday and still be able to get some food on Saturday evening down there in San Antonio. Week three Army at UTSA. Week four, we get to see an ACC school. For the first time in this experiment, and I was actually going through this and saying, wow, it took us this long until week four to take a trip to a school in the ACC in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Yes, it does. And this one was kind of easy. Preseason, number 8 versus number 9, Florida State at Clemson in Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina. That is where we're going to be. Now, this is where things get a little bit tricky. Arkansas plays at LSU. Ole Miss plays at Alabama. You have USC playing at Arizona State. You have Cal playing at Washington. Texas at Baylor. A lot of these places are places I want to go, and a lot of these schools are schools that I want to see. But with this experiment, I just couldn't see them during this week. Florida State at Clemson. Clemson, new quarterback. Florida State's on the come up. People believe in Mike Norvell. Just got a verbal commitment from the number one safety in the entire country. Let's see what's going to happen. I think Clemson. I don't think Clemson has a new quarterback. Excuse me. I was thinking about Drew Aller and Penn State at that point in time. However, Dabo Sweeney. I like Dabo. A lot of people don't like Dabo. I think Dabo's a really good coach. One of the top five, top four coaches in the entire country. And ultimately, Florida State at Clemson this week was a no-brainer for me. I had to whittle some things out. I'm not going to see Miami at Florida State. Not going to see it. Florida State, Florida, not going to see that one either. I would have loved to, but it's not going to happen. Week five, going back almost all the way from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast. Not all the way west, but almost. Going to Provo, Utah. Cincinnati versus BYU. Two schools that will be in the Big 12 next year. And Utah's one of those places. I want to go to a game at BYU. I love how the stadium looks. Games always look really loud. And like the fan base is really into it. And they're excited. I would just love to be a part of it. And you can say, Jay, you can go to a Utah Utes game at home. It's on the radar, the bucket list, but Provo is higher on my bucket list than going to Utah is. Cincinnati at BYU. This is also a game, I say, between two Big 12 schools, but man, there's a lot going into this. Cincinnati, first year without Luke Fickell being the head coach, as Luke Fickell has now gone to Wisconsin to be the coach of the Badgers in this upcoming season. I'm curious to see if this is a preview of what we get when these two schools are in the Big 12 starting next year. Week six is probably going to be a staple on this, and we do this every single year. Oklahoma Tech versus Texas at the Texas State Fair in the Cotton Bowl Stadium in Dallas. The Cotton Bowl stadiums, if there were like stadiums I want to go to, and if I could tweak the bowl system, the Cotton Bowl Stadium would be a part of that in Dallas. It's an outdoor stadium. They split it down one half at the 50 all the way around to the other 50. Oklahoma fans in that 50 all the way to the other 50 is Texas fans. You get that hatred. You get that disdain. You get that 11 a.m. Central kick. A little bit earlier. But those fans are always ready. Oklahoma versus Texas. The first neutral site game that we are going to hear in this experiment. Week seven, going from Dallas, Texas, the southern part of the country, coming back almost up to the northern tip, almost, South Bend, Indiana, for USC at Notre Dame. This is also one of those rivalries that when I was a kid, I loved it. Loved watching USC Notre Dame. Would it be in the middle of the season or would it be at the end of the season? It all depended on what school was hosting that year. There is a standing kind of agreement between USC, Notre Dame, and Stanford that Notre Dame will play on the road at USC, or USC would go to Notre Dame in the middle of the season, and then Stanford will come to Notre Dame at some point in time. The scheduling gets really nice how they can rotate depending on who is hosting that game in the season. But Caleb Williams, will he go back-to-back? Lincoln Riley, what's going to happen? Sam Hartman in South Bend, is he going to be a Heisman candidate? We got to wait and see. The storylines for this game, especially in the middle of the season, will be through the roof for going to South Bend during week seven of that season. Now, when we first started this experiment, I was thinking, would I go to Wisconsin to watch Ohio State play? Would I go to Ann Arbor to watch Ohio State play? Would I stay in Columbus to watch Ohio State play? Or would I go to South Bend to watch Ohio State play? There are four games we wanted to watch Ohio State play in. This one is going to Columbus, Ohio. Penn State's on the road at Ohio State. one of the three best schools. These are two of the three best schools in the entire Big Ten Conference. And for this alone, for this to be what it is, this could really provide a good picture about who is going to be the winner of the Big Ten Conference at the end of the season. I am high on Ohio State. I'm high on Penn State. I'm even high on Michigan. But this game is pivotal. Week 8, I am just going to kind of be in a wait-and-see mode to kind of decide and depict what's going to happen, how they're going to play. I think Ohio State can win this game, but even more so them losing to Michigan, which I think they'll beat Michigan this year. I think they might lose to Penn State this year. Yeah, I'm an Ohio State fan, but I got to be real with you. Penn State's going to be good. Week number 9. We're going from Columbus, Ohio to Blacksburg, Virginia. The Virginia Tech fans that walk in, enter Sandman, it is something to wear. Oh my gosh. I see it on TV all the time. My friends say, hey man, you got to get there to see Enter Sandman. You got to get there. You got to go. And even though I'm not a big Virginia Tech fan, I'm not high on them this upcoming season. I'm not really big on Syracuse either. It's just something that I want to see. I want to see it a lot. I want to see it for myself, so I cannot just say, hear people say, you got to go see it and describe it. I want to witness it for myself. Syracuse at Virginia Tech during week 9 of this season. Week number 10. Now, this is one that was tricky because there was a few times I wanted to see LSU. Almost left Alabama off of this list. And then when I put it together, LSU at Alabama, Tuscaloosa is the place we're going to go after going to Virginia. That, to me, it was a no-brainer. Now, I almost said the Iron Bowl. I almost said Alabama versus Auburn because that's one that when it comes to rivalry week. Wow, took a little bit of time to get that out, but we finally got there. The Iron Bowl is always one of those games that I want to go to. Oregon State, Oregon, Washington State, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Ohio State, Michigan. I mean, there are so many big time games that week that I want to go to. Also, when I think about week 10 and going to LSU, Alabama, this week is also TCU, Texas Tech. Now, it might not get the buzz and it won't get the buzz, but I just want to go to Lubbock, Texas. I want to see a game at Texas Tech. I want to see what this is all about. You also get Washington at USC this week. You get Notre Dame at Clemson this week. You got the preseason 16, number 16 team in Kansas State going on the road to Texas this week. You get Oregon State at Colorado. This is all about Coach Prime, not about predicting how good Colorado might be. But I want to see, and also Oregon State, number 18 preseason. That's one there that's going to get a little bit of buzz. You get Bedlam, Oklahoma at Oklahoma State during this week. Texas A&M at Ole Miss. That's one place that we're not going this year, is going to Vaught Hemingway Stadium in Oxford, Mississippi. Normally that's on my list, but it couldn't make the cut this year. LSU at Alabama week 10 is where we will be. Week number 11, Utah at Washington. And maybe, Mike, I'm going to just let you know that maybe my knowledge about location and geographic places where stadiums are and schools are is a little off. I didn't realize that Washington, the Huskies, are in Seattle. I call me crazy. I had no idea. But I'm looking this together. I'm like, oh, okay, Husky Stadium, Seattle, cool. Like, it makes sense. Seattle rains a lot. Washington Stadium is built to not only capture the sound, but it's also built to keep you dry as much as you can when it starts raining and in a downpour there in Seattle, Washington. But Utah at Washington, Utah going to a new conference, Washington going to a new conference next year. I am here for it. You got Michael Penix. Will Utah go and win a third straight Pac-12 conference championship game as they leave the conference, as the conference might not be next year what it currently is? Literally in a wait-and-see mode. This week also, you get Ole Miss at Georgia. You get Florida at LSU. You get USC at Oregon. You get Miami at Florida State. You get Georgia Tech at Clemson. Georgia Tech maybe not going to get all the buzz, but it's going to be a fun game to watch. Baylor at Kansas State. Stanford at Oregon State. There's so many. It's one thing about college football. so many great games. You get Duke at North Carolina. Not going to get the buzz, but man, it's a rivalry game. That's what I'm here for. It's a big reason why I love the sport. Utah at Washington during week 11. From Seattle, Washington, we go all the way, almost back across country, pretty much just not to the coast. We're going to Knoxville, Tennessee, to host Georgia at Tennessee. As much as I love going to Vaughn Hemingway Stadium and I want to see a game down there in Oxford, literally in my life, not just in this experiment, but literally I want to go down there and see it. Man, I want to go to Rocky Top. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. I want to go to Rocky Top and watch a game. Volunteer fans, just don't throw mustard at me. Don't throw no golf balls. Don't throw whatever in your hand and say, hey, you don't like my team, and just chuck something at my head. Don't do that. I'm a fan of what volunteer fans root for. I like Tennessee. If I'm trying to pick a school that doesn't win as much as they would like in the SEC, Tennessee's right up there. I want to go. I want to experience that Rocky Top experience pregame, during the game, and even postgame. I'm here for it. Now, y'all might not beat Georgia, but I want to see if Georgia can go back to back to back, three in a row. I don't think so, but I sure hope that Tennessee that week is playing spoiler and brings a loss to the hands and hands the Georgia Bulldogs a loss during the upcoming season. Last but not least, week 13, all the rivalries are going to be played this week. A lot of the big ones, not all of them, a lot of the big ones will be played this week. And as much as I was trying to decide Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, Auburn, Washington, Washington State, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, where would I go? Let's go back to the Pacific Northwest. The Civil War. Now, I understand. Some say you cannot say that. I don't see why not. Literally, they're in-state rivals. The Civil War. Oregon State and Oregon, Eugene, Oregon to be exact, a place that I want to go watch a game. It always seems like fun. The atmosphere out there might be different at times than what it is. The traditions might not get all of the buzz that those in the southeastern portion of the country do, and I don't care. Oregon, they're going to come out there. You're probably going to get Oregon State and Oregon wearing their home jerseys, orange for Oregon State. Something Phil Knight's team puts together in their lab for Oregon. I'm here for it. Not really a fan of two schools wearing their home jerseys during a game. However, I am a fan of this rivalry and making this a final trip during our 2023 Ultimate College Football Road Trip. Week 0, California to Hawaii to Colorado to Texas to South Carolina to Utah, back to Texas to South Bend, Indiana, Columbus, Ohio, Blacksburg, Virginia, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, to Seattle, to Knoxville, to Eugene, Oregon. Now, to my right on my paper here, my notebook, we're also going to see, you're going to be surprised when you find out how many schools from each conference, which conference we're going to see, play the most, which conference we're going to see play the least. I mean, I already told you, we had to wait until week 4 to see an ACC school, not an ACC game, literally an ACC school. We didn't see SEC versus SEC. There were only two SEC matchups here. Week 10, LSU, Alabama. Week 12, Georgia, Tennessee. That's it. Now, this is one of those things where it's a tough, tough experiment. So if you're at home or putting this together in your head, you might say, Jay, why? The rules dictated how this thing went down. There are 8 conference games we're going to see this year. There are 5 rivalry games we're going to see this year. There are 6 G5 teams we're going to play. Only 2 independent teams. 7 Pac-12 schools. 2 Big 12 schools. 3 Big 10 schools. 4 SEC schools. And 4 ACC schools as well. Fun experiment. It's a great, I believe, teaser and preview. And a great way to get us hyped up for the season, which starts this weekend. What is your, where would you go? What's your thoughts? Put together your own ultimate college football road trip for the 2023 college football season. Only one game is allowed to be visited each week, and you can't see the same team twice. I love this experiment, and man, I cannot wait to see college football later this weekend. The Jay Stevens Podcast, I love being a part of this. Not going anywhere. And big announcement, not just for the Jay Stevens Podcast, but for myself. I started a job recently covering high school, college, and even professional sports here in Kokomo, Indiana, and in Howard County. First assignment was this past Friday. Went out to the game between Leo High School and the Kokomo High School Wildcats. Kokomo was down 14-3 going into the fourth quarter, and then little big man Reese Beard, 5'8", 155 pounds. This little guy, first time being starting quarterback for the team, the full-time starter, threw a 79-yard bomb to Eric Thomas for a touchdown in the fourth quarter. Later on, final minute of the game, Reese Beard, fourth and goal on the 3-yard line, gets a shotgun pass, runs left, kind of student body left, runs left, gets hit by two guys, still is able to stay up, extends the ball out, touchdown. And I loved it. But also being a part of the Kokomo Post and being a sports content specialist for the company, I am really excited because this is something a little bit different. Now, I have been hosting podcasts or even for Ohio State. I don't live in Columbus. And so when I cover Ohio State games, I'm at home most of the time. I've been to a few Ohio State games where I've been able to cover them at the game in the stadium. But I'm not really doing it where it's inside. And with this being a digital media company, I'll be hosting shows. I'll be interviewing an athletic director for a college coming up on Tuesday and interviewing a college athlete on Tuesday as well. I'm looking to start a couple more shows with the company. I'm just excited to be a part of a company that's growing and looking to really expand their coverage of not just sports in Kokomo, Indiana, but also in Howard County as well. Kokomo, Indiana, keep your eye out. Recently got the videographer, photographer, went to the stands at halftime of the game this past Saturday and got a quick interview with, conversation with Floyd Badunga, the number 5 basketball player in the class of 2024. And he's playing soccer now this year. He's African. First time playing high school soccer here in the States, and I'm excited to see what he does on a basketball court and the report we get from how he's playing soccer during this season. New career venture for me, expanding myself, and I love it, man. I love sports, high school, college, professional, does not matter. And I'm glad that Drew Larrison, Aaron Larrison, and the rest of the team there at the Kokomo Post, I'm able to work with them week in and week out and expand and explore and find new ways to cover sports digitally in Kokomo, Indiana, and sports that are going on in Howard County as well. Thank you for listening to the J. Stevens Podcast. Feel free to subscribe on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your fine podcast so you don't miss a beat. If you're listening to us on Apple or Spotify, leave a 5-star review and a rating. It's a great free way for the show to grow and for more people to learn about the J. Stevens Podcast every single day. You can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. This has been Locked On Buckeyes. Excuse me, wrong podcast. This has been the J. Stevens Podcast, episode 287 to be exact. I'll see you next time.